since you have joined us again, Jessica, these infectious diseases and this bacterium all over the place seems to be out of control. How bad is it?
We have bred drug resistance into virtually every kind of bacteria that can make us sick, and some of them, like Staph aureus, we've bred some very scary bugs.
You know, this latest report that says the deadly rate of staph infection continues to spread. They shut down 21 schools in Virginia. It just keeps going and going and going. I mean, what has, is it all because of the overuse of antibiotics? I mean, what caused this?
Absolutely, the overuse of antibiotics. That, and we've discovered that bacteria, they're not so discriminating in how they share genes. They'll swap genes with bacteria of other species, so they can become drug resistant very quickly.
You know, Jessica, we battled back and forth on how we were going to handle this program tonight, but the bottom line is, this is a critical program for people to understand. It's a critical program for people to learn. A friend of mine was the county executive of St. Louis County, and his name is Buzz Westfall, George Buzz Westfall. He used to be the prosecuting attorney. He then ran for county executive, and he won. Every time he ran, he won. And one day he went into the hospital, and he came down with staph infection, and they put him in a coma. Because an induced coma, because I guess of the pain, and he never came out of it again, and the infection killed him.
Yeah.
I mean, this happens a lot in hospitals, but it's starting to happen now outside in the real world, isn't it?
Yes. It's still much more a problem in our hospitals, and tragically our hospitals have become places where it's not a very good place to be sick. Especially
now,
if you're on antibiotics that wipe out your so-called good germs and open you up to superbugs that have been bred in the hospitals.
Well, you know, they've always said, you know what, there's good bacteria and there's bad bacteria. Can you explain that for me? How can it be good and how can it be bad?
You bet. We, you know, over the last century, since we've realized that microbes, invisible things, can make us sick, we've really focused on the ones that can do us harm, but that might be just 1%, perhaps even less, of all the bacteria that are out there. And in fact, our bodies are full of bacteria, mostly in our digestive tract, and they're vital to our health. They play a lot of important roles.
Is that why they recommend people take probiotics, I guess?
Yes, that's one reason. And the probiotics, the good bacteria in yogurt and stuff, don't stay that long in our bodies, but they too seem to have beneficial effects.
Aren't germs pretty much synonymous with sickness? I thought so.
Right. So many of us, we're raised to think that all bacteria are bad. And so we've been pretty indiscriminate in the way we use, let's say, antibiotics. A lot of the newer antibiotics, they're what's called broad spectrum. So they wipe out just about anything. So in addition to wiping out the bad bacteria, they'll wipe out a lot of the good bacteria in your body that protects you from the bad bacteria.
Hey, Jessica, tell me a little bit about your background and how you got to write and research topics like this.
Sure. I started out as a science major in college and realized that I enjoyed learning about science more than I did actually being in the laboratory. So I switched over and became a science journalist. And I've been a science journalist for about 20 years now. And I'm particularly fascinated by our symbiotic relationship with bacteria, these microscopic organisms that we think of as bad, but which turn out to be vital to our health.
Well, you know, what's so amazing about all this, Jessica, is these very minute organisms that we call bacteria can have such an incredible and devastating effect on people.
Right. It's really always been a bacterial world. They were the first life forms, and they're still the predominant life forms on our planet. Some scientists quip that, you know, we're just kind of a passing fad in the world of bacteria, and that trying to fight them directly just breeds drug resistance. And while antibiotics are precious, precious life-saving drugs, we really need longer-term solutions to living in a bacterial world, to coexisting with their kind.